Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Blowers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting sixth. The DH, Matt Stairs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ryan Christensen. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Oquist. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Merced. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eric Milton. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Spezio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spezio takes first base on ball 4. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grieve hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi strikes out. 1 out. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stairs hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Coomer moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Coomer moves to third. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen strikes out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tejada hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oquist fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Orlando Merced batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Merced is 0 for 1 in the game. Merced hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Spezio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Spezio hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grieve is 0 for 1 in the game. Grieve hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Blowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Blowers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0 for 1 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blowers moves to second. One out. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stairs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stairs hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Christensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Coomer hits a pop-up towards first. Giambi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a pop-up beyond short. Tejada can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Lawton moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spezio hits a pop-up off the glove of Merced, and into shallow right field. Spezio reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ben Greve is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Greve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Greve hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merced scoops it up and throws to first, with Milton covering, for the out. Spezio moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Merced is 0 for 2 in the game. Merced hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3. Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giambi is 0 for 2 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stairs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stairs hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Christensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Christensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tejada is 0-for-2 in the game. Tejada takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears misplays the ball. That's an error on Mears. Tejada moves to third. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spezio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Groom now pitching. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Christensen. Nixon reaches second base with a double. There goes Steinbach trying to get to home. Christensen throws the ball into Spezio who relays the ball to McFarlane who tags Steinbach, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grieve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Blowers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blowers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merced scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blowers for the out. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Groom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Merced is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Merced hits a pop-up into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fetters now pitching. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Greaves settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stairs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stairs strikes out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Christensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Christensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tejada is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mears takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to second. Billy Taylor now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Spezio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Grieve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blowers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blowers strikes out. Two outs. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Grieve moves to second. Jack Voigt pinch runs for Jason Giambi. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stairs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stairs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grieve scores. Voigt moves to third. It's 8-4, Athletics. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Carrasco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McFarlane for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Voigt now playing first base. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Christensen, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker tags and scores. 1 out. It's 8-5, Athletics. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Merced is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lawton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.